Say goodbye to the Chevy Camaro as General Motors says the iconic muscle car will be discontinued next year. Chevy's next move to replace the Camaro, which is raced on NASCAR and other circuits, is a bit unclear, but the model just was not selling like it used to, with sales falling off a cliff by nearly 70 or over 70% actually since 2016. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Carl Brower, executive analyst at iccars.com and Forbes Autos contributor. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, great to be on with you guys.
Should we begin with a moment of silence?
Well, that's probably appropriate because the next Camaro might be an electric-powered car that doesn't make any noise. So, yes, maybe a moment of silence is fitting here.
It might be, or will definitely be quieter, but it's probably going to be much faster, won't it?
Well, we definitely get the benefit with all electric cars of the instant torque that you have with an electric motor versus an engine that has to get into its, you know, so-called sweet zone somewhere off idle. True.
How much of this is a marketing strategy to create enough demand and hype to maybe bring it back someday? I'm thinking of the return of the Ford Bronco.
Yeah. You're certainly going to see them keep that trademark alive. You know, that brand equity is valuable, and they know it, and it's not going anywhere. So you're right. The only question is it going to be a one-year hiatus or a five-year hiatus? But we're going to see something with the word Camaro on it. There's rumblings they're going to actually try to make a sub-brand out of it and have, like, Camaro SUVs and Camaro sedans, or I don't know. They're talking about doing the same thing with the Corvette. But what I think is really interesting, guys, is the last time they killed the Camaro in 2002, it was to build high-profit SUVs instead with those resources. Now they apparently are killing it to produce what currently are low profit electric vehicles. They'll probably become high profit eventually, but right now they're very low profit electric vehicles.
Interesting shift in strategy. What do you make of it? Do you think it's going to work?
I think long term, you can probably make a good business case for electric vehicles, and certainly a certain brand called Tesla has proven profitability with electric vehicles. But we just saw those numbers from Ford, you know, $2 billion, $3 billion, billions of dollars lost for their electric vehicle business. And they claim that they're going to turn that around in the next 5 years. But right now, it's pretty painful to hear those numbers.
What's your theory as to why the Camaro lost its shine?
You know, it's interesting. I think the Camaro, I tell all my friends and car guys that it drove tremendously well. It was a very good car in terms of its structure and its dynamics. But all the things that you kind of see and deal with every day when you're not driving it aggressively, like the visibility, the interior ergonomics, all that stuff was kind of weak. And it didn't hold up to comparison by the Challenger or the Mustang. Its two primary competitors were better in all those areas.
So they just didn't redesign it right.
No, they didn't keep it updated enough, you know, and they did the redesign in 2016, and I was on that press launch, and I thought, man, this thing drives even better than it already did. But then I got annoyed because I couldn't see where I out of the car easily when I'm trying to change lanes. I didn't like how I reached for controls or saw the gauge cluster. So they didn't address what it really needed in 2016 with that redesign.
Carl, great to talk with you, and thank you so much for the information. Carl Brower, executive analyst at iccars.com and Forbes Autos contributor.